Bird Flats to Bird Point to Girdwood to McHugh Creek is $5 million. For those projects, so. That's why I asked about the mandate for the 10%.
I'll have some comments for that on that.
Happened to your district, does it?
Sounds like Bird Creek might be in the senator's district. Okay. I think we're to amounts expended on abandoned projects, and we have that information there. That's been supplied. Let's except for comments by you, we'll hold off on questions on that till the following meeting, too, unless there's someone who's had a chance to look that far back in the packet.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, the basic response to that question is we have not actually abandoned any projects. Some have been pushed way back in the program. There's no question, but abandonment would be to suggest that they're, you know, we've taken them completely off the books, and we're not aware of any that has actually happened to. I might add, we do have a group of about 12 projects that within the next 3 years or so are coming up to their 10-year federal time trap limit. And you'll notice in the changes under the national highway system, we have a couple of Richardson Highway projects that have been, the design right-of-way phases have been moved up specifically to respond to the federal time limitation situation. Richardson Highway, mile 148 to 159. Sourdough to Haggard Creek is in that category, as well as mile 173 to 186, which is Dick Lake to Paxson.
I guess one question I would have, there's a wad of money in the Copper River Highway of $2.6 million in excess. If the trail materializes, can that amount of money be switched to the trail? Or how does that federal planning work? How much can you slide into another project?
Senator, it probably could be done with legislative authorization.
The other senators have questions or comments on this particular item on the list that they've given us on funds expended in previous steps. Okay, we'll anticipate questions if the members desire at our next continuation of this meeting. I believe you've addressed your response to the lapsing of previous appropriations on the timing and so forth, so we pretty well understand where each other's coming from there. Anything you want to add at this time?
Mr. Chairman, no, sir. I think that covers it, and we will take the questions and get the responses back to you as soon as we possibly can.
Okay, by the time we meet next meeting, we have been assured that we'll have a capital budget by that time, so we'll be able to at least look at the STIP and the capital budget and see how it meshes and possible other questions at that time. Any other questions at this time from committee members of the commissioner or Senator Pierce?
Thank you. If this has been asked, I apologize. Last year, we didn't get all the federal funds that we were expecting, and the federal government's spending a lot there in their fiscal year 97 budget that started in October. And we didn't receive everything that we had authorized, correct? But we're asking this year for the same amount we asked for last year, with the expectation that the reauthorization will bring the old level of dollars to Alaska, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you expect Is it your expectation that sometime between now and October, we may get some of that additional? I think it was $27 million that we lost. Do you expect to get, perhaps get some of those dollars?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pierce, actually, to get the numbers in a little more, or to get them a little closer, we actually lost 28 in Fed funds. We had lost, but of course, you also have the match portion, which gets you up to 30 plus. And then in addition to that, we had over-programmed because we have always, we usually always get anywhere from 1 to 5 to 6 million at the end of the year in August that other states can't spend, and we've always had projects ready to spend it. And the way we've done that is we've over-authorized a little bit, which always put us in an excellent position to take somebody else's money. So when you add all that up, the...
Let me stop you right there. Do we pay the match for that over-programming or over-authorization?
I'm sorry, do we
match that over-program money or that over-authorization?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
We do.
It's 10% just as the as the rest of it. So when you add all of this up, we had somewhere around 33 to 35 million in projects that we had to take out of this program. Now, of that 33 to 35, we got back 8.9 in the Treasury error that they made. The President corrected that. But the problem we had in adding up the over-programming, because we don't think now we're going to get anything in August because of the states all being reduced, and the other funds in there, we about come out even, if that makes sense, on the total reduction. So this STIP basically reflects about a $28 million reduction even with getting that nine back. Now, I don't anticipate, and this gets to the heart of your question.
You're right, it didn't make sense. Go back to that. Why is it even? You got nine back, so that would have brought it down to having lost.
It would have taken nine off, but instead of being 28, which we based it on, counting the match money, it was actually 33, and we're comparing this against projects that are in this document. And then we over-programmed 3 to 4, somewhere in there, so we actually were up higher than 28. We were up to about 34 or 35 overage when you compare the original STIP and this amendment. Now, we got nine back.
Of Fed funds.
So 24 short.
Yeah. So we're still very close to where we were in this program. Now, the chances of getting anything else back, I think, are zero.
Okay. What was the match for the $9 million we got back in federal funds?
The match for the $9 million? We had that.
I know that, but how much was it?
About $900,000.
It's
10%. The Fed highways, it's a good number just to use about 10% on that one.
So we're about $10 million back from the 33 to 35, right? So we're down to 23 to 25, and 10% of that is a match that we're losing. Right.
And then we have some other things that happen. We've settled some claims on old jobs and so on that every year eats up 2.5 to 3 million in small cost overruns and claims. So what I would like to do at the next meeting, we'll provide a little. This is confusing. We'll provide a little chart of this money and show you where. How it stands, total dollars against the STIP.
But the point is, we're 2.3 to $2.5 million overmatched with general funds for fiscal year 97. And you are not expecting to get those federal dollars.
Last year we short funded it. and I'll have to go back and check the numbers, but we did not fund in the capital budget the entire match, and I'll have to go back and show you. I have been told that we are about even, that the match that we have is about what we need for 97.
But that's not what you said when I first started these questions. You said that you had the match for the overprogramming, because I asked you that. You didn't say you were underfunded.
No. Let me correct myself. If I remember correctly, the legislation for the match last year says come back if you get all, if you get more money or if you get this amount of money, come back for additional match. And the match that we have was really sufficient just to do this program that we're doing right now. If we had got more money in our normal program, we would have had to come back for additional match. But I think it's better for us to lay all of this out on a chart or something, because it is very difficult for me to try to explain. Well,
that's another place where I'd like to see the past few years in terms of what we actually appropriated on the match, what federal funds we received, and where we're at with those projects. Because the projects that don't get done for one reason or another, the match is floating around out there somewhere. And I know that we have sometimes underfunded the match, partly because, and this goes back to previous commissioners and previous administrations, it's certainly not new to you, but partly because we could never figure out what the correct number was, because the system doesn't avail itself to good numbers. But I guess as part of your chart, don't just give us where we're at right now, but at least the past 2 years.
Okay.
Please. Where did everybody go?
No immediate questions. As you can see, there is quite a bit of interest in the overall topic, Commissioner. And we will continue this meeting until 8 o'clock on March 6th, where I understand most people will be available at that time, and we do have a time slot available. So with that, I thank you, and we stand adjourned.
Thank you, Senator.